Lakuta Sikha is Chelek Tazayin, Parsha Truma Sikha Beis, a summary of the Sikha. At the very beginning of this Parsha, it mentions the idea of the Truma Samishkan, the giving the Truma for the building of the Mishkan. And the Gemara says that it's mentioned three times, does it say in the Pasuk, the word Truma, because there are three different types of Truma. The first one, Beyikhuli Truma, this is talking about Truma Sadonim, which means the half shekels that were given in order to make the silver foundations for the walls of the Mishkan. Then where it says, Me'ez Kol Isha Sheyidvenu Li Baitikhu Es Trumasi, that's talking about the Truma Sashkolim, which is the half shekels that were given for the Karbonis in the Mishkan. And then, Vezoisa Truma Sheyitikhu Mi'itam, that's the Truma HaMishkan. That's talking about the 15 different materials that were given in order to build the Mishkan. But there's a difference between these three different types of Truma. Because the Truma of the Mishkan itself, for the materials to build the Mishkan, that's spelled out and talked about at great length and with detail. But the other two Trumas are only alluded to in a very general way. But the details are only brought much later in other sedras, not here at this place. So you have to understand, if all three trumas are talked about, since we're talking about building in the Mishkan, why are the other two only alluded to? And even the ones of the karbonis, which are not really for the building of the Mishkan, but we know that the purpose of the Mishkan was in order to bring karbonis, so therefore that too should be included in the discussion of the building of the Mishkan. Another thing that we see a difference between the psukim which allude to the three different trumas. In the first one, it says, the one that talks about the Adonim, it says v'yikhu li truma. The reference to Hashem is li. There is a separate word that recognizes Hashem, v'yikhu li truma. So li, it represents Hashem as a separate word. The next one is, by the Trumas Hashkolim, it says, Tikhu es Trumasi, you shall take my Truma. So the word Truma and Si, which is reference to Hashem, my Truma, is all in one word. And then the third one, which talks about the donations for the actual building of the Mishkan, the word Hashem is not referenced at all. It says, V'zois HaTruma, doesn't talk about Hashem at all, that it's a Truma to Hashem. So why is that there are three differences about Hashem's relationship with each one of these trumas? Another interesting thing is that the Medrash says, when it says v'zois ha'truma zov, achesev, and achoshes, and oiris elam adomim, the Medrash says zov is talking about the malchus of Bavel, kesev is talking about malchus Modai, achoshes is talking about malchus Yavam, the Greeks, and Eiris Elam Adamim, the red wolves, is talking about Malchus Edom. So what is the meaning of this? These four kingdoms were involved in the destruction of the Golos, and some of them even in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So why would they be associated with the building of the Mishkan? What's their connection to that? So we can understand this by understanding that the Mishkan, the purpose of the Mishkan is Dira Lo Yizbarav Tachtainim. We understand that. And we know that all Avodah is divided into three general categories, which is Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. Those are the three pillars of Avodah Hashem. So it would be logical to say that the three different, that all these three pillars are reflected in the building of the Mishkan. And perhaps this is also why the three trumas were divided into three separate categories of donations. Why didn't Hashem simply say, this is what I need, bring it all, and it should all be one big donation that a person can give? No, it was separated into three separate trumas. Why? Because each of these trumas is associated with another one of the three pillars. What is the source, the foundation of all Avodas Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is from where it all comes. Everything is based on Torah. Which is why the Trumas Adonim, the foundations of the walls of the Mishkan, are connected to the Kava Torah, from where everything comes, the foundation of all. The Trumas Hashkolim, what were they for? To bring the Karbonis. And we know that the Karbonis is what the meaning of Aveda. And after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, where there is no Karbonis, so therefore, Tefillah, B'makim, Karbonis Tiknum, and Aveda today means Aveda Satfila, and that's what the Shkolim is associated with that, you say, with that pillar. And the Trumas HaMishkan, which includes all the other 15 elements, that the materials that we use to build a Mishkan, that is similar to the idea of mitzvahs, which are done with the physical elements in the world to transform them and to elevate them. That's the third Truma is connected with the pillar of Gemilas Chasadim, which is, of course, in a general sense, a reference to all mitzvahs. Now, there is a difference between these three pillars. The pillar of Torah is something which comes from Hashem. It's always close to Hashem. Even as it comes down into the world, it's still the word of Hashem in its full power, and it's Chachmasa Yisbarech. It's sort of unchanged. Even when a person understands it in his own mind, in a physical human mind, it's still connected. It's still the wisdom of Hashem. It always remains connected to Hashem. It's a gift from above, unrelated to the Aveda of the person. On the other hand, Aveda is something which a person accomplishes within himself. It's something that you have to give your own contribution. You, Adam Kiyakar Mikem, the carbon comes from within you. You have to bring yourself up and closer to Hashem. It's Aveda Mulmata Lamaila, as opposed to the Aveda of Torah, which is Mulmaila Lamata. It's a gift from above. And therefore the quality of Aveda is that even though it's limited and you can only reach as high as a person can reach, but wherever you do reach, since it's based on your own Aveda, therefore you are connected, intimately connected with that level that you have reached, because you got there on your own. When it comes to the third kav, which is the Aveda of mitzvahs are done, Torah and Aveda are done within yourself, transforming yourself, your seichel, your midas, and so on. But the other mitzvahs are done in order to transform the world around you. They are not focused on yourself, they're focused outward to transform the world around you, the physical reality around you. Which explains why the psukim speak differently about each truma. The v'yikhuli truma is talking about the kav of Torah. And therefore it says v'yikhu, not v'yitnu li truma, which is a general question. Why does it say they shall take truma rather than give a donation? Because since it's talking about Torah, you take, this is a gift from Hashem that Hashem gives you, and you take Torah, you receive the gift of Torah, not you give Torah. And that's why over here the word li, Torah is the expression of Atzmus Ein Sof. It is the essence of Hashem. And the word li expresses that idea that we're talking about the Kava Torah, and therefore li expresses the essence of Hashem without a name and so on, as we know that this is a reference to the Atzmus Ein Sof. On the other hand, since a person learns Torah, the Torah always remains aloof, higher than the person, and therefore there is even a Adam Tame, even a person that is not on the level where he is able, where he is fit, roy, to absorb Torah, still should learn Torah, and he's mamshech halakutz even then, because it always remains above the person anyway. It doesn't integrate as much with the person, and it always remains removed from the person. It's not through his own avodah, as we know that it's given from above, and therefore doesn't integrate so much with the person. That's why v'yikhu li truma, the li remains separate from the truma. The truma represents the avoda of the person. It remains two separate entities. When we get to the second darga, the truma of the avoda, which is associated with avoda, the truma of the shkolim for the karbonos, over there it says trumasi, my truma. Because the person and the Aveda become integrated with each other. Whatever Aveda you do accomplish becomes part of you. And therefore you are one with that level of godliness that you brought about. Therefore it says, Trumasi. When it comes to the third level of Truma, since we're working with the physical reality, the physical entity around us, and we know that even though it's true that Hashem penetrates, when you do a mitzvah with a physical object, it becomes infused with godliness, but it's not obvious. You don't see that at all. And therefore, over there, Truma is said without reference to Hashem, because we don't see Hashem's impact on the physical when we do a mitzvah. Therefore, Truma is said Truma without reference to Hashem. And since the ultimate purpose is, of course, working with the physical, even though the Hashem's impact on it is not obvious yet, and when the only when Mashiach comes will we see the impact on the physical world, but that is the ultimate purpose of the entire creation, and therefore of the Mishkan. That's why only this one is actually spelled out in the Parsha Truma. That's the one that Hashem talks about mostly, that the Torah talks about mostly, because that's the one that is the main focus of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan. But you have to have, it all has to be built and based on the foundation of Torah and Avodah. That's why they're there. They're mentioned, they're alluded to in a general sense, because they are the foundation of, without that, you can't impact the physical reality without Torah and Avodah. Therefore, they have to be there, but they're not referenced in a direct way, only in the background. And that's why the Medrash says that it refers to the four Malchiyos, because even though the whole purpose is Dira B'Tachtonim, so Tachtonim is not so much reflected in the Mishkan itself, where Hashem's presence was obvious. When is there a real Tachtin? The real Tachtin is in the time of Golos, and when we do our Aveda and transform the world in the time of Golos, that's when we really reach the ultimate purpose of the Binyan HaMishkan, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the four names of the four Golias are alluded to in the Kesef Zav and so on, because that's the ultimate purpose of the Binyan HaMishkan.